Coming up on 621 here at the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, filling in for McGraw again this morning. Thanks for listening. Kelly's here with me in the studio. We both spend quite a bit of time online, not just during the show, but in our full day life as well. We're both on Twitter and Facebook and spend the day browsing various online sites, etc. So what happens in the digital world is of interest to us, and so that's why a story caught my eye this week about a bill that was passed by the United States Senate earlier this week that is supposedly going to help companies fight back against cyber hackers. But critics of the bill say it is going to also violate your privacy rights. And here is one of the people who is making the claim about the violations of privacy rights and concerns about this bill. His name is Evan Greer, who's the campaign director for Fight for the Future. Evan, welcome to the Big 550.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
The Senate says that this bill would give companies legal immunity for sharing data with the federal government whenever they feel that they are under attack in cyberspace. How is that going to affect my privacy?
So that's actually a good description of what the bill does. It would give companies like Facebook or Google the sweeping legal immunity, meaning that they can't be held responsible if they share your private or personal information with the government as long as they're participating in this program. And while they're claiming that this is a bill that's supposed to improve cybersecurity, it's been just simply lambasted by every security expert out there. The people who are actually responsible for protecting these types of companies from attacks are saying this isn't the problem. The problem isn't that companies can't share information with the government. The problem is that companies aren't taking basic precautions to protect their customers' data in the first place. And so this bill actually, from our perspective, doesn't just impact your privacy. It's actually going to make us more vulnerable to the types of cyber attacks that the Senate claims it's trying to fix.
I was the victim of identity theft earlier this year when somebody submitted a bogus tax return to the federal government with my name on it, and it took me months and months and months to sort that out before I was actually able to get the refund that was due me. And a lot of that was because of the attacks on companies like Anthem and Target, etc. But even the IRS has had its records hacked, and other people's identities have been stolen. Does this bill do anything to protect us?
Unfortunately, no. See, you're exactly right. The IRS has been attacked. The OPM hacks, the recent, you know, ill report were quite high profile as well. The reality is the U.S. government has a deplorable track record of protecting the data that it's already housing. And this bill would simply shuttle more of our private data to government agencies that, again, have a terrible track record of protecting it. And the worst part about it is that not only will it, again, not make us safer from these types of cyber attacks, but it will, in fact, feed the types of U.S. government surveillance programs that Edward Snowden exposed by giving the NSA a huge amount of more data to look into people. And the bill is so vaguely written that it authorizes the government to use that data for almost any purpose that has nothing to do with cybersecurity, including all the way down to getting a fake ID or something like that, you know, things that really shouldn't be being investigated at this level or by companies like Facebook and Google handing over massive amounts of data to the government. That should be done by local police work, the way it's always been done. There's no need for, you know, sweeping mass surveillance programs to investigate kids getting fake IDs. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, but let me just make sure I understand what you're saying here correctly, and that is that when these companies share the cyber attack information, and we're talking about Facebook and Google and Apple, companies, by the way, which have publicly come out against this bill, but when they now share information with the government about their cyber attacks, that will include our private information that these companies, which have sworn, by the way, to protect our privacy, will now have to turn over to the government, and it won't be shielded from government eyes?
It absolutely can. And, you know, the sponsors of the bill keep claiming over and over again that, quote, cyber threat indicators, which are what companies are supposed to be sharing in this case, are just, you know, ones and zeros and numbers and, you know, none of it the type of things that we would be concerned about. And, in fact, they could have written a bill that said that. But instead, they wrote a bill where cyber threat indicator is so vaguely defined that it absolutely can include your personal emails, your credit card information, your Facebook messages, all sorts of our most sensitive data that, again, as you said, we trust these companies with. So if Congress really wanted to address this cybersecurity problem, they could have written the bill that did that. In this case, it really looks like instead they've written the bill to bolster the U.S. government's surveillance programs and leave us vulnerable to cyber attacks in the process.
I mentioned some of the tech companies that came out against the bill this week, but the American Banking Association is in favor of it, and the Telecommunications Industry Association applauded the passage of the bill, saying in a statement, quote, "The legislation passed by the Senate bolsters our cyber defenses by providing the liability protections needed to encourage the voluntary sharing of cyber threat information." Two words I want to ask you about in that statement. One, the liability protections, and two, the voluntary sharing. So these companies don't have to share this stuff with the government?
So that's right. This is kind of the big, funny fallacy here, right? The bill sponsors keep saying it's voluntary, it's voluntary. And it is voluntary for the companies to participate, but they're given absolutely no incentive to not participate. In fact, they're given a disincentive to not participate because they're giving away this liability protection that would let them off the hook in the event of a hack where they have been negligent or otherwise not done enough to protect their customers' data. And where it's not voluntary, it's not voluntary for all of us who trust these companies with our data, and then these companies are going to hand it over. So we're not saying, yes, it's okay, you can share my data. It's the company's choice. And again, they have very little incentive to not share it and every incentive to share it. Now, on the second question about, you know, just the banking associations and the liability protection, these companies get hacked a lot. And that's because they've, again, used poor digital hygiene up until this point. I think, you know, the big funny story recently was the CIA director who got his AOL account. Let's just take a moment to appreciate that he had an AOL account. Got it hacked by donor teenagers because, you know, he was using a pathetic password, basically. You know, I think that's the type of stuff that has led to so much of these cyber attacks. It's been just, you know, the government and companies not using basic security practices. And what they want is they want to be let off the hook in that case. They don't want to be held liable. So CISA gives them a perfect out where they're no longer going to be liable in the event of a hack as long as they hand over your data to the NSA. And that's not going to make us safer, but it is going to put us in danger of ever-encroaching surveillance that puts our free speech and basic privacy at risk.
Okay, but here's the larger question, Evan. Why are these companies... And we're talking about huge companies and huge technology companies, the biggest tech companies in the world, like I said, Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon. Why are they not better than the hackers?
That's a good question. I think the tech companies are trying to get better than the hackers, but the reality is it's a bit of an arms race. And that's why this information sharing, you know, situation is not really what's going to fix it. You know, so much of the attacks that we see are exploiting vulnerabilities that we've known about or should have known about for years. But what companies tend to do when they realize that there's a vulnerability in their system is they don't want to look bad. So they either hide it or they, you know, try to patch it up quietly and not talk about it. But, you know, if we actually had some more transparency and accountability in a way to hold companies accountable, maybe through the FTC or another agency or just by customers kind of getting outraged when our data is hacked, then they would have an incentive to do better. But right now, I think, you know, they're pushing for this type of legislation. They're essentially lobbying to get themselves off the hook instead of spending that money improving their cyber networks. And I think all of us who use the Internet should be reaching out to the companies we use, getting outraged when they leak our data, and, you know, holding them accountable so that they feel like they have to improve their products and protect our data from hackers or the government or anyone that's trying to access it.
Evan Greer is campaign director for Fight for the Future. You can find out more about all of this on the website, fightforthefuture.org. Evan, thanks for joining me this morning.
Great to be on, Paul.
Coming up on 6:30, this is the Big 550 KTRS.